Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Toby.
Yes.
A week without rugby, it felt really weird. No Super Brew to be going with.
No, I know.
I really felt like a fish out of water.
Well, I felt a bit lost, you know.
Were lost somewhere, you know. I went for a walk, I got lost. I feel lost.
I found my way back with the sun. To be fair, I can. To be fair, the Super Brew really sort of, you know, it stops dead and you're like, oh, well, what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly.
But we've got the autumn, well, the July internationals, don't we?
Yeah, and the Māori playing Ireland.
Yes, correct.
B team, really.
Is it the Irish B team?
Yeah, because no frontline Irish player is going to play in that.
Bundyarki is captain.
Yes, but
so
he's coming back from injury.
Right, you're still wrong.
Okay, anyone playing in the first test, oh, mind you, he might actually, because if he plays really well on that, they'll go, oh, God, there's
yeah, exactly.
Get you in there.
It's just a test for him, I think, isn't it?
It is. It's time, mate, to go to our messages from our supporters.
Yes.
So last week we asked Jason Styles, tell us where he is. Where is it? Is he living in New Zealand? He's come back and said he's a Springbok supporter. And
he hasn't told us where he lives, bud.
No. No, sorry. Jason Styles is the one where we were like, is he an All Black supporter or is he an Irish supporter?
Okay.
And he's gone and said he's a Springbok supporter.
Right.
So there you go. Neither.
Right.
We were wrong on both levels.
Brilliant. Really good.
Really good from me.
Really good. Right. Thanks, mate. So this is from Ben.
Yeah.
This is from Ben Zealand.
Yes, Ben Zealand.
Okay. Just listened to this week's pod. Loved it. I guess I'll be looking for tickets. So this was regarding the tickets, wasn't it? The pool matches.
Yeah, or the finals.
The finals. And he's gone, I guess I'll be looking for tickets for the pool games then. Though if the All Blacks make it to the final, I'm blaming you two. Oh, and I'm a Kiwi living in Brisbane, surrounded by Australians.
Now,
I feel for you, mate. The
way that I look at this, right, is this, Ben. If you go to the pool games, you're guaranteed some wins. That's all I've got to say. Guaranteed some wins.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You're guaranteed one of the biggest games of the series anyway, of the World Cup, because the first one. And secondly, if New Zealand do make it through to the final, that's not a bad problem to have, is it?
No, exactly.
You know?
And do you know what he's put at the end? P.S. Congrats. I presume the pod is getting more popular. because now I'm being hit with multiple ads throughout it. Right, okay.
I think
Ben,
that's just...
you're wrong. we're not getting more popular.
No, we're not. And I think those ads are something related to your search history.
But, Damo, how can we get more popular?
Well... people sharing us.
Exactly. Like,
do you know what?
Share, subscribe, 5-star review, email in, Patreon. We now got Patreon.
All I've got is every week we say, we must plug ourselves at the start.
I thought that was a good segue.
And then we always forget to plug ourselves. So thank you, sir, for remembering to plug ourselves. Yeah, all of those things. Patreon link below. Like, subscribe, share. Yes. We're not getting that much pop.
Well, we're not popular at all.
We're not popular at all. But you know what? I'm glad that there are a number of people that enjoy our show.
Athletic Green.
Yeah.
Got the wrong postcode, sent it to us.
I think they did.
But yeah, check out Athletic Green. I'm consistently still having it at break time.
And I have to say, you look actually worse.
I'm turning into a bloody cabbage.
Anyway, it is time for
breaking news. Proudly supported, not supported. They've forgotten about us. Super XP.
That's exactly what's happened.
Why is that still there? We need to get rid of that. Hey?
He's forgotten about us. Absolutely, that's exactly what's happened. They've forgotten about us. Do you want to hit us off?
It was horrendous.
Oh, have you picked this one?
I have.
Okay, good.
You can back me up on it.
Yeah,
obviously.
I will, yeah.
New Zealand Stars' painful conversion from fly half to 132 kg prop. Wow, who's that? That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Will Stewart.
Yes, from England team.
Yeah.
So he used to be a fly half.
Yep.
Obviously then decided... He needed to convert.
He didn't have the body stature.
I'm thinking I should have done this, really.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I can put on weight easy, no problems. I've got a good set of hands, so I could have been a good hooker.
We do have lovely hands.
Soft. Sensual. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's actually
for
big fellas like me who can put on the weight easy.
You're not a big fella.
But I could easily be a big fella.
You're not a big fella.
I could easily be a big fella.
To be fair, you do eat like a rabbit. You just eat
greens.
I eat greens.
Athletic Green. Yeah, and so therefore, if I'd have decided that, you know what, I'm going to let it go.
I'm going to let it all hang out.
Then I could have easily been 138 and been in the front row and had some skill. Should have done it, sir.
Should have, could have, would have, bud.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing, though, isn't it? Will Stewart. Obviously, the Aussies are coming. The England are going over to play the Aussies. And it's quite a good story because he's not the first, is he? Because there's been a bit of a run of... kind of centres who then have gone into hooker and things like that. So it's not unheard of, but unheard of as a prop as far as I'm aware. A fly half becoming a prop, that's for sure. Mate, my first story is all about COVID. So what we've seen is Will Jordan's out. David Harvilli will be out. Fozzie is out, all because of COVID. There's also, basically, anyone on the Canterbury team.
Fozzie's out.
Fozzie's... isolating out. John Plumtree's isolating. David Harvilli and Jack Goodhue are isolating. Will Jordan's isolating. So
Mwanga's got a bug. Ooh. He's got a stomach bug.
Fake COVID. So it's not looking good, is it? I mean, you'd say up until Will Jordan, they're not, I think they'd easily replace them, or they could have chosen someone else anyway.
Yeah.
Because you'd say Rico... and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck would probably be up there, although David Harvilli, after the final, probably did his stocks the world of good. So maybe he might have been starting with Richie Mwanga, but I suppose you've still got a good option there with Bowden Barrett. You've got Roger and Rico. So hopefully they'll be all right. But the donkey, mate, Braden Eor, has joined the squad. So
you're joking.
No.
What?
So there you go.
That is ridiculous. He couldn't even start for the Crusaders.
Yeah. Now, what I thought was really interesting is...
That's interesting.
That is interesting. But what I thought was really interesting is the fact that Joe Smith is going to be obviously taking the team, I think.
Is he?
So, because obviously Fozzie's not going to be there. John Plumtree's not going to be there.
Smith is taking the All Blacks.
So he's going to be your head coach, you would imagine, which could be really, really interesting because he's obviously worked with that Irish and those Irish players for quite some time. And really, he took them part way to where they are now.
Did, 100%.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was really quite happy when Fozzie wasn't going to be available. I was like, oh,
That's it for him.
Really interesting, though.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, because like anything, if you do leave and you know, people start to play really well and expansive, then people start thinking, oh, well, you should maybe go away more often, big fella. Right, mate, your next story.
Yeah, so my next one I've just had a look at, and it's an interview with Sam Kane, and he just sort of highlights where the All Blacks needed to improve. And it sort of speaks about... the campaign at the end of last year. You know, we had lost to Ireland. We lost to France. Did we lose to anyone else?
We lost to Ireland, France. Did we lose to Aussie once?
I think we might have lost to Australia or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and he just sort of highlighted the forward pack, the scrum, the line out wasn't up to scratch. You know, the general ball carrying wasn't up to scratch.
No.
Which I think is right.
Their game plan wasn't up to scratch.
No.
They didn't have a game plan.
No, they didn't have a game plan. And what happened was the forwards were the ones that were highlighted. You know, they were the ones that were seen to be the dummies, really. Because they're you know, you're going to have good ball for the backs. Backs had no idea anyway, because there was you know.
Yeah.
But... with the forward pack, it was the lineouts weren't great. Our scrum, which is normally safe, wasn't great. So he's been saying that they've been putting heat on the forwards to do better, and they have responded, which is good. That's what you want to sort of hear from the captain. Not that he should be in the team, but so, yeah, hopefully, you know, this Saturday we see an improvement. Because if we don't, then it's just same old, isn't it?
My worry is that, you know, when you watch the Blues, they rely on their superstars. And that's what the All Blacks have been doing for the last couple of seasons, relying on their superstars to create something out of nothing. Whereas, you know, they don't build for anything. They don't really, just... dull.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to think for how many years New Zealand set the standard. They were always adapting. They were always ahead of the game. All I hear from the New Zealand media at the moment is, well, we've got to select props who are good with ball in hand because that's what everyone else has done. You know, it's like, that's terrible, isn't it? We're in people's minds, we're in the dark ages.
Yeah.
I would arguably say that Ireland play a more attacking game than the All Blacks. They throw the ball around more than the All Blacks. They create more than the All Blacks. So what's going to be interesting is, are New Zealand just going to rely on those individual brilliance of Beauden Barrett?
They can't, though.
Richie Mwanga. Again,
they can't, because teams like Ireland, England, Australia, South Africa, France, in the first 10 minutes, they will recognize, oh, the game plan is to pass it or give it to the good ball carriers, give it to the good players, and they'll shut it down.
I think the All Blacks kicked the ball away far too much as well.
Well, we're just picking them apart we now. Are. We don't want to.
No. Well, I do, actually. Sam Burgess, mate, takes a fresh swing at English rugby and Jamie Roberts. It's pretty obvious that the NRL star, Sam Burgess, it feels bitter about his time in rugby. So he was the one who, if you forget, sir, came across to England with 1 year to go.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to me.
Yes.
Came in, was probably promised to play in the World Cup. They played him out of position, played him in the centres where he shouldn't have been.
No, they played
him
in the forward pack to start with, didn't they?
Bath did.
And then they moved him out.
No, so Bath didn't see him as a back.
No.
They saw him as a forward.
Yeah.
But he'd been told he was going to be playing in the backs, so he wasn't happy about that. And then he goes to England and he plays in the backs, and he wasn't a back. He wasn't a good enough. He wasn't a good enough distributor to be playing in the backs.
Well, no, because he was a forward in rugby league,
yeah.
And he was a ball carrier.
And he's a ball carrier, big, strong ball carrier.
Well, they wanted him in the centres, didn't they, just to punch holes?
Yes.
Didn't work.
And I think everyone was thinking offload, Sonny Bill Williams, you know, perfect. But Sonny Bill, and we've said this before, was a different animal
to
him.
One of a kind.
And I think if we wanted to relate Sam Burgess to anyone, we would have said he's more like a Brad Thorne than he is a...
Sonny Bill.
Although he's better ball in hand than
Brad Thorne.
Brad Thorne, mate. Hell of a second row.
Yeah.
Hell of a mongrel.
Sam Burgess, not big enough for a second row.
No. So he would have been a six, in my opinion. Should have been a six.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's taking a swing. He's not happy. He's basically going all down the line, you know, this Bath, and they didn't do this, and they didn't look after me, and whatever. The honest truth is, if you're a rugby league
like
player.
It's 7 years on.
Exactly. If you're a rugby league player, I think you've got to come for at least 3 years to really kind
learn
of
the trade.
Learn the trade. Now, Roger has played rugby before. He was a rugby player who then went to NRL.
Yes, but he's also a back
and
in
he was
rugby
also,
league.
Yeah. So he already has learned a lot about rugby. He had to do that learning to play rugby league, and now he's come back. So it's a slightly different kettle of fish. But even Roger, in reality, will be better next year. And I suppose he has given himself a little bit longer than just a year, hasn't he?
We'll see, won't we?
We'll see. Anyway, he was then having a go at Jamie Roberts saying he's just a big lump. And he kind of is, isn't he? He is just a big lump, Jamie Roberts. A good big lump, but a big lump that he was. But you're right, 7 years and he's still going on about it.
Yes.
Just let it go, big fella.
Yeah, exactly. Move on. Right.
Is it? Have we done now, are we?
Yeah.
So it's time now to go over the results, which we don't have any results, sir.
Well, there was the top 14 final, wasn't it?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who won?
Montpellier.
They won?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not bad there.
Yeah.
Not bad.
What caught your eye, bud?
What caught my eye was the New Zealand advertising campaign that mocks the Irish rugby team.
I just think
that's so silly, isn't
that
it?
That is so silly.
Oh, hang on. What happens when you poke the bear? That backfired against us.
Yeah.
So they put up big billboards saying they can't win, they're not going to win. When was the last time anyone won at Eden Park? I'm just if you want to fuel the fire,
yeah,
brilliant. Thank you very much. I don't think the All Blacks will be thanking them.
New Zealand are so naive at the moment, aren't they?
They are. They think they're brilliant. So that's the first thing that caught my eye. But they've never won in New Zealand.
No.
So what do you think success looks like for the Irish team in this series, sir?
Success.
Yeah. If they
there's three matches, isn't there?
Three matches plus two New Zealand Māori matches. So if they hop on the plane, what would success look like to them?
All three.
Winning all three.
Yep. I think they're a good enough team. Whereas that is a ridiculous
comment.
If they get on the plane,
yeah,
and they two. If they haven't won at least two All Blacks matches, they'll be frustrated.
So win the series.
Yep,
I agree with you. Yep.
I think they're a good enough team to be able to do that, but also they're a good enough team in the world standings as well to go, we can win this. If we don't win the series, we'll be disappointed. And yeah. I think any team that can, even if it was US, Canada, Argentina, England.
Nah, that's absolutely rubbish.
If they didn't come.
If USA.
Okay, maybe not USA or Canada, but they would want to win, wouldn't they?
If USA or Canada.
No, you know what I mean, though. If another
team. If USA or Canada came over here and scored a
team.
If USA or Canada came over here and held the bags for the, yeah. the All Blacks, they'd be pleased.
No, but a big sort of top five, top six team, they would be disappointed if they didn't win the series. So I think Ireland are... I think they'll be disappointed if they don't win.
I agree with you. People are talking about, if they win one, they will go home happy. If they just beat the Maldives twice, they'll go home happy.
Yes.
I absolutely disagree.
No.
They are completely and utterly underselling the Irish.
Yes.
If the Irish do not win the series, then they'll go home unhappy.
Yep.
And if you're thinking or saying anything else, then you are an absolute nugget, because these boys are not coming over here to lose the series.
No.
They're coming over here to win it. And if the New Zealand media are talking about, you know, that will be success, I can assure you it won't be success. And they won't see it as success. No one will see. Maybe the public might see it as success, the Irish public, to say they've gone over, but not the players, not the coaches, not the management. They're here to win.
100%.
So what I did think was quite interesting, sir, was I didn't know what you were going to say, but I think as a minimum, they need to win at least two matches.
Yeah.
I don't think they're massively bothered by the Māori matches.
No.
So they could lose those, but win two tests and they would still go home happy. The reason why I say that is because they've blatantly played the Māoris to give their depth a go.
Yes.
But they're not a bad side. So you've got guys like Kurt Eklund, who have played really well this year. Tyler Lomax, who some would say...
Josh Dixon's good.
Josh Dixon's very good.
Brad Weber at nine.
At nine. Billy Harmon. Callum Grace. Josh Ioane, who wasn't All Black.
Yeah.
I think the midfield are a little bit weak, but it's really good to see... Shaunie Stevenson and Zane Sullivan. So they've got a good little team there.
Yeah, they do.
But maybe not as strong as it has been in the past.
Got TJ on the bench.
That's pretty good, isn't it? I think they're just lacking in the midfield. I think they might... I mean...
we'll see.
Shaunie Stevenson, Billy Proctor, you know, they're not bad, are they? That's for sure. That's for sure. Question to you, sir. After England having a poor Six Nations and now a shocking game against the Barbarians, who's going to win out of the Aussies and the English, and what will the three tests look like?
I'd love to see Australia win all three.
But what do you think?
I think Australia will win two and lose one.
So they'll win the series?
Yep.
Which game will they lose?
They will lose the last.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they'll lose the last. Don't get me wrong. You look at that team and you say there are some interesting selections. Tom Banks is in there and he's going overseas. Thought that was a bit interesting. But I guess very much Dave Rennie is thinking, I want to win this.
Oh, 100%.
I want to win the series. And if I pick Tom Banks, I pick Tom Banks, even though he might not be available for the World Cup.
I really like the look of the Aussie midfield.
I love the look.
Hunter Paisami.
Yeah.
Parise.
Pataia. Jordan Pataia, yeah.
Oh.
But also they've got Kurum Betty.
Yeah.
They've got Samu Karevi.
Yeah.
They've got Lee Nikitao. I know Kurum Betty's a winger, but I'm just going through.
Callaway. Andrew Callaway, how good was he last year?
Yeah, very good.
Couldn't not score.
No.
You know, so if he goes on form for Australia, class.
Now, the big question is, who's going to play at 10? They've got Quade Cooper, they've got Noah Lolasio, and they've got James O'Connor. Who would you play?
It depends if they're all fit.
As it stands now, they are all fit to play in that first game.
You've got to have JOC to start, I think.
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
Yeah, but I would love to see Quade Cooper in there.
I'm going to say no to Quade Cooper.
Okay.
I'm going to say thank you, Quade, but I just think you've got two other choices there. He's playing in Japan, it's second league. He did it last year. He was fantastic. Like, you can't knock that. But moving forward, there's no future for him past the World Cup anyway.
No.
So he's a good guy to have in the squad for the younger Lolasio, yes. But if you've got JOC available, I would almost go for Noah Lolasio and just say, right, we're going to play him.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. So they've got a good side, though. Yeah, they do. I think they've got a good side. And actually, it's interesting because people are now starting to talk about the fact that Aussies have got a pretty bloody good side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, you know, these July internationals are going to be really, really interesting.
I just think Samu Karevi is going to be unstoppable against England. I think he's going to be the player of the series.
I think the midfield are going to rip him up.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%.
That midfield, that 12-13.
I can't wait. I really hope that...
It could backfire. England could win it easy. Clean sweep.
I really hope Owen Farrell is up against Samu Karevi. Because that's what he's going to pull out, isn't he? He's going to pull out like a real dodgy tackle. It's going to be awesome.
No, but...
Arguably...
Farrell will play 12.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So Huntify Sami.
Nah, Samu Karevi's at 12, isn't he? He'll play at 12.
Why would you put Paris at 12? Troopers. I really rate him, eh? Really do rate him.
All I've got to say is I'm almost looking forward. I'm looking forward to England, Australia, arguably more than the All Blacks Ireland.
Which is ridiculous
thing
to say.
Which is a ridiculous thing to say. But it's kind of true. Yeah.
Why are you swearing at me?
Brilliant. It's time for listeners' questions.
Yes.
Do you want to read it out?
I will do, yeah. This is from LinkedIn. He says, many thanks for the email. Oh, no, that's you. Do you guys think... He's saying the selection for the back row
of the Wallabies, which actually highlights their problems that they've got, which is they've got lots to choose from.
Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So he's going...
Valentini. Hooper. Wilson. Samu on the bench. Ooh. Or do you go... Rob.
Leota.
Hooper. Valentini. Or Wilson. Or do you go bench, Valentini or Wilson?
I'm definitely going to go for the top one. Valentini, Hooper, Wilson and Samu. Yeah. If anything, I think there's something to say about Pete Samu starting, but I think he's a better bench player.
I think he's great to come on after sort of 60 minutes, that last 20 minutes just running riot.
Because he's a hell of a player, is Pete Samu.
Yeah.
Hell of a player. Like, seriously good player.
Yeah. That's what I mean, you know.
Yeah. So to say that Wilson starts in front of him is a real tip to Wilson, isn't it? Because he's a big ball carrier as well. I just think Pete Samu, when others are tired, is going to be able to turn over, rip up, go.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You think about a tired number eight for England. What's his name? Real big guy.
Vunipola.
A tired Vunipola at 60 minutes compared to a fresh Samu running rings.
Running rings, mate.
But then you've got at the bottom here, he talks about the Australian A back row. So Australian A are playing Samoa.
Oh, I thought they're playing Japan.
No, Samoa.
Are they?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they're playing Japan.
Who? Australia A?
Yeah, I think Australia A go and play Japan maybe after Samoa, but I'm not 100% sure. Do you want to look it up?
Well, you're wrong.
Surprise, surprise.
No, so Japan are playing France.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You got Tim, he mentions Tim Ainsley, Fraser McWright, what a player he is.
How good, breakthrough.
And Will Harris, I think another breakthrough player.
I mean, I think McWright was unlucky.
Yeah, very, very unlucky.
Unlucky to not get picked. And, you know, maybe if there's an injury and he plays well for Australia A, there'll be...
He's a nuisance, isn't he? He's a nuisance.
Pain. He's another Hooper.
Yeah.
Hooper poop scooper.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. So, my question to you, sir, is this. If you went back in time knowing what you know about concussions, would you now play rugby? And the next question is, or when you have a young whippersnapper lad or laddess, would you encourage them to play rugby?
Yes.
Elaborate.
No. You've just got to be careful. I know that sometimes you can't necessarily be careful because you're relying on other people.
Yeah.
But I just think concussions are very unlucky. People don't go out to concussed people.
Concussed?
Concussed, is that? I'm not sure that's a word.
Concuss.
Concuss?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay. People don't go out to concuss people. So I just think it's unlucky. It's like in a game of hockey. You know, you could lose your teeth. You could get hit in the knee. You could get hit in the hand.
Yeah.
It's an unlucky situation. You could say with football. I know maybe sort of ankle injuries or knee injuries in football are less likely than a concussion, but it still happens.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just something that's part of the game that is just a bit unlucky.
I'd have absolutely no issue with playing. In fact, I think now, knowing what I know now,
I think I'd be more careful after maybe something had happened.
Correct. But at least I would know to be more careful after something had happened.
Because you're more aware.
So I'm going to say no. I would definitely go and play.
Yeah.
100%. And you're right, though. I would probably be more careful after a knock to the head.
Yeah.
Because back in the day when I was playing, if you got a knock to the head, then, you know, it was like, oh, if you can play on, because, you know, one for the team type thing. Whereas now it's more acceptable to say, look, I've had a knock. I'm off.
Yeah.
I've got to look after myself. As for my son, it is a harder decision. I haven't really pushed my son to play rugby because I don't think that was a wise move anyway. Took him down there, let him experience it for himself. He chose football.
Well, there you go. You can't necessarily push someone into doing a sport at a young age because, A, they'll end up turning around and going, I don't want to play sport in general.
Yeah.
And B, I think it's good for a youngster to make choices like that.
Yeah. And I just think also, what you get out of being part of a rugby team that you want to be part of outweighs the potential risks, because there are risks, as you mentioned, not just about concussions, but about, you know, broken bones, about, you know, bad back injuries, things like that. You've just got to
look
after yourself. Yeah. Definitely, 100%, just look after yourself. So it wouldn't put me off.
Right, my question to you.
Now,
Damo.
Or... Why are Japan not going to win the World Cup?
Why are Spain not in the World Cup? No. If you were a winger, put yourself in your winger's shoes.
Yes.
Which midfield pairing in the world would you like to play outside?
Current midfield
pairing. Current midfield players. Who would you like to play outside?
I'd probably say the Irish. Bundiaki, Gary Ringrose, or... Gavin Henshaw. Probably go the Irish. That comes straight off the thing. Tuurling, you don't pass all much. So you know, you're going to be a bit cold out there. I don't think
Eeyore?
That I don't think the All Blacks create anything for their wingers. So no. I think if you're a really good winger, then you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, like Sivir Rees creates his own stuff.
Yes, but you need you need ball.
Yeah. Who's going to make me look good? And that I think the Irish midfield. I'm just trying to think. Possibly the French. Yes, actually. What am I saying? The French midfield. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'd play outside them. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's just 9, 10, 12, 13.
Yeah.
You'd just love to play in that back line, wouldn't
you? Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think the Irish, though, what I would say is they make their pretty average wingers look good.
Yes, they do.
And I'd fall definitely into that category or lower.
Pretty average. Do you know what?
Average to poor.
I think the Aussies...
Oh, I
exciting.
Forgot about that. Skarevi.
Yeah.
Because Karevi's got hands as well.
Yes.
Do you know if I was a winger and I was playing with Karevi, I would just follow in behind him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd follow in behind him, get nice and close.
The offload, please. Thanks, bud. Yeah. I'm on your right. Deep on your right.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good midfields there. Yeah, okay. But no, I think the French. The French, yeah.
Yeah, spot on.
But the Aussie, good the Aussie, back
Aussie
line.
Pairing's good.
Yeah, look, look, look.
Irish pairing's good.
Yeah,
I would have gone either.
Mm.
Right, mate. End of the show. Show.
End of the show. Show. So I've got some quiz questions to you, and this comes from Eric. So thank you, Eric. It's not the first time Eric's done some quiz questions for us, and actually, it's kind of not necessarily quiz questions. But what we're looking for is, can you remember? How many can you remember?
Okay.
International players who've played in New Zealand, but they're not from New Zealand. So we're looking at big international players. So it sounds awful, but we're not going to talk about Fiji or we're not going to talk about Samoa. Sort of those in the top flight. No, not quite top flight. Just name as many players that you can remember who are overseas-based players who have come and flown over to play for in New Zealand Super Rugby.
Okay. We've got Joe Marchant.
Okay, so who did he play for?
He played for the Blues.
Brilliant.
We've got, what's his name, who played for Highlanders.
Yeah, you got to name him, mate.
Name and shame. God, what's his name?
Name his position that he was.
Number 6 or 7 or 8.
James Haskell.
Yes, there you go, James Haskell, that's right.
Okay.
UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Who else came over? Matera, Pablo Matera.
Oh, I hadn't even got him on the list.
Oh, there you go. Add him
Matera,
to the list, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pablo.
Pablo Picasso.
Yeah, good. Who did he play for?
He played for Crusaders.
Did you mean the Super Rugby Championship Crusaders, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The winners?
Yeah, got you. One of your favourite players, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned.
One of my Tanaka.
Tanaka,
yeah, number
9.
Was that the one you were meaning?
Yeah. What team did he play for?
Highlanders.
Very good.
Yeah. God, who else is there?
There's only another few.
Right, that's quite a lot.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
So you got another Highlanders lad, Japan based, number 8.
And there was the Japanese hooker as well, who played for the Highlanders.
Okay.
I don't know his name.
He's not down there, but I'm not going to even say it. you got Tyler Ardron.
He's
a Canadian.
He? Oh, yeah.
Who played for the
Chiefs.
For the Chiefs, yeah. You've got...
Bashir? Or is he a Kiwi?
Bashir.
Yeah. Bashir?
Bashir.
Yeah. Didn't he play for the Chiefs? Is he Canadian?
Bashir.
Anyway, carry on.
And Denny Sanamola, who's come back to play for the Highlanders.
Oh, right.
This season.
Wow.
So there you go. There's also Cobus van Wyk, but he didn't play for South Africa.
Right.
He played for the Hurricanes.
Right.
Hurricanes.
Du, du, du.
Hurricanes. So you got, what were three? Four.
Yeah, well,
I think you did pretty well, to be fair. Joe Marchant, you got Tanaka, you got Haskell, and you got Pablo Montero.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Thank you, Eric, for another excellent quiz questions. So, sir, coming up, we will have some gaps in the summer, won't we?
Yes.
So if you tune in, we can't guarantee over the summer holidays that we'll always put out a podcast, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, we'll try our very best.
We'll do our best. So next week's going to be a little bit problematic, but we'll try and get something out.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe if it's over Alton Towers one of the rides.
Neither of us are going.
I'm definitely going. I don't care what anyone else says. It's my year group, man.
It's my year group too.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't go.
Unbelievable, Trevor. We've already mentioned how people can support us, but please go across, support us.
Yes.
Share this podcast with everyone that you know. Keep pushing us.
Subscribe. We love your emails in.
We love your emails.
Don't forget, there's also Patreon with the link below.
Yeah. Definitely do that. And other than that, it's been another good week.
It's a shame there hasn't been any rugby, but next week we'll come to you with rugby.
We will. Internationals at the ready. Jupers. Fingers steady.
Hey, and also, if you're not on Super Brew,
get on Super Brew.
The Super Rugby podcast, we've got 62.
Which is almost double what we'd had the first time.
Yes, that's right. So make sure you sign up.
So maybe we are growing.
Not the only thing.
My stomach.
Oh.
I'm on a diet, actually.
Yeah, looks like it.
Always a pleasure doing the podcast with you, sir.
Definitely, always.
Until next week.
See you later.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.